Hello listeners, welcome to Wasabi Africa podcast. My name is Lukman Yusuf. I am a financial analyst from Nigeria working at the World Bank headquarters in the United States. It has always been my passion to make known the story of Africa's economic development to people all over the world. In the first episode of this podcast, we explored the history of venture capital in Africa. And in this episode, we will examine the challenges of the African entrepreneurship ecosystem. African entrepreneurship has historically been hindered by a variety of issues, despite the continent's enormous human and economic advantages. According to a report by the International Finance Corporation, IFC, and the World Bank, approximately 40% of small and medium-sized enterprises in sub-Saharan Africa lack access to formal financing. This represents a financing gap of around $140 billion. Additionally, the 2019 Africa Investment Report by the African Development Bank noted that African entrepreneurs still face challenges in accessing finance, with only 29% of SMEs in Africa able to obtain the financing they need. The report also stated that the financing gap for SMEs in Africa is estimated to be between $130 billion and $170 billion, respectively. These figures highlight the significant challenge that limited access to finance presents for African entrepreneurs. Due to the high risks that are thought to be involved, the lack of suitable collateral, and the lack of credit history, banks and other financial institutions have been hesitant to lend to startups. Due to this, only a small percentage of startups have been able to obtain the finance they require to expand their companies. Since they have limited access to capital, African companies have found it difficult to secure foreign investment, which has restricted their potential to grow. Along with funding, corruption and shoddy institutional structures have posed serious obstacles for African entrepreneurs. It has become challenging for entrepreneurs to function in a favorable climate due to poor governance, lax regulatory systems, and corruption. Because of these issues, there is less openness, more red tape, and less access to government services. Another difficulty for African entrepreneurs has been a lack of infrastructure. Startups' capacity to scale their enterprise has been constrained by inadequate access to dependable transportation, electricity, and telecommunication infrastructure. Due to this, it is difficult for business owners to access markets, interact with suppliers and consumers, and compete on a worldwide scale. Despite these difficulties, there have been some encouraging advancements recently. New chances to address some of these issues have been made available to African entrepreneurs through the development of technology and internet. Crowdfunding and mobile payments have given businesses other funding options, while e-commerce platforms have made it possible for them to expand their reach beyond their geographical boundaries. Governments and international organizations have also acknowledged the value of entrepreneurship for economic development, which has led to the creation of a number of initiatives and programs focused on assisting African startups. To encourage private equity and venture capital investment on the continent, the African Venture Capital Association, AVCA, was established in 2005. Through the recruitment of foreign investors and the creation of business prospects for regional venture capital firms, this program sought to accelerate the growth of African entrepreneurs. Since then, AVCA has significantly contributed to increasing public awareness of the African investment environment and drawing international capital to the region. According to AVCA's 2020 annual African Private Equity Data Tracker, there were 234 private equity and venture capital firms active in Africa, compared to only 36 firms in 2003 before AVCA was founded. There are now much more venture capital firms operating in Africa than there were 10 years ago, and there are also more chances for businesses to raise funding. African venture capital firms, including Consonance Investment Managers, EcoVC, and Goodwill Investments have sponsored startups like Kobo 360 and Flutterwave, while global venture capital firms like Partech Ventures have backed African startups like Trade Depot and Yoko. According to the Venture Capital in Africa Report 2020, the average size of early-stage funding rounds in Africa is around $1 million, while growth-stage funding rounds average $10 million. This highlights the significant funding gap that exists between seed-stage and growth-stage startups in Africa. Additionally, data from the same report shows that while the fintech and e-commerce sectors dominate the African investment landscape, startups in sectors such as agriculture, healthcare, and education struggle to attract funding. According to a report by Disrupt Africa, African startups raised a total of $1.3 billion in funding in 2019, with the majority of investments coming from local investors. Despite this, foreign investors are often hesitant to invest in African startups due to the perceived risk associated with the continent. In a survey conducted by the African Private Equity and Venture Capital Association, 46% of respondents cited political instability as a top concern, followed by currency fluctuations, 38%, and weak infrastructure, 33%. The average internet penetration for Africa, according to research by the International Telecommunication Union, is 28.2% as of 2021. Which is much lower than the global average of 53.6%. Internet penetration rates are as low as 1%, 2.5%, and 4% in several African nations, such as Eritrea, South Sudan, and Burundi, respectively. In addition to poor internet penetration rates, data costs in Africa are frequently unaffordable, with some nations having some of the highest prices in the world. For instance, according to a survey by cable.co.uk, the average cost of 1 gigabyte of mobile data in Zimbabwe is $75.20, compared to $7.19 in South Africa. Because of the high cost of data, it is challenging for many African business owners to access the internet and take advantage of the potential offered by digital technologies. Additionally, since generators or other pricey alternatives are frequently required, entrepreneurs often find it difficult to acquire consistent internet connectivity due to the limited access to electricity in many places. Additionally, regulatory issues that make it tough for African startups to run and expand their firms are a common occurrence. Governments may impose stringent laws that make it challenging for startups to join specific marketplaces or industries. In other situations, the absence of adequate rules can result in corruption and unfair competition, making it challenging for startups to compete on an even playing field. Due to their failure to successfully traverse complex regulatory settings, several firms have failed as a result of this. Another challenge that African startups face is the lack of skilled talent. According to a report by the World Bank, Sub-Saharan Africa has the highest youth unemployment in the world, with an average of 11 million young people entering the labor market each year. However, only 3 million jobs are created annually, leaving many young people without employment opportunities. This highlights the challenge that African startups face in finding and retaining skilled talent. Additionally, a survey conducted by the African Development Bank found that 48% of African firms identified a lack of skilled worker as a major constraint to their operations. This suggests that the talent gap is a widespread problem across the continent. Furthermore, a report by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development notes that Africa has the highest number of tertiary educated migrants in the world, with over 20% of highly skilled African workers residing in developed countries. This trend further contributes to the lack of skilled talent in African countries and presents a significant challenge for startups looking to grow and scale their businesses in the continent. Despite these challenges, African entrepreneurship has continued to grow and evolve, with many success stories emerging from the continent. The success of startups like Nigeria's Paystack and South Africa's Jumia, which have both reached unicorn status, demonstrates that the continent's startup ecosystem has the potential for growth and success. To overcome these historical challenges, there is a need for greater investment in education, infrastructure, and regulatory frameworks that support entrepreneurship and innovation. Additionally, there is a need for greater collaboration between governments, investors, and startups to create an enabling environment for startups to thrive. The lack of skilled talent can be attributed to a lack of investment in education and training programs, as well as brain drain, as many skilled professionals leave the continent in search of better opportunities abroad. However, efforts have been made to address this challenge, with many African countries investing in education and training programs, and international organizations partnering with local universities and businesses to develop talent. One example of such initiatives is the African Leadership Academy, a South African-based institution that provides education and training for young leaders across the continent. The African Leadership Academy offers a two-year pre-university program that equips students with leadership skills, entrepreneurship training, and a solid academic foundation. The program has produced over 2,500 graduates who have gone on to study at top universities and launch successful businesses in various sectors. The African Leadership Academy has also partnered with companies and institutions such as Google, McKinsey & Company, and the MasterCard to provide scholarship opportunities and supports for its students. Such initiatives help to develop and retain talent on the continent, which is essential for the growth and success of African entrepreneurship. Another such program is the ALX, African Leadership Exchange, which aims to alleviate the continent's lack of skilled workforce. It is a platform for leadership development that offers young African professionals, entrepreneurs, and innovators top-notch education and training programs on trending digital and technological skills. In order to provide a special learning experience that blends online and in-person training, mentorship, and experiential learning, the initiative aspires to create a new generation of African leaders who can foster innovation, generate employment, and tackle the most serious issues facing the continent. Cultural barriers have also made it difficult for African entrepreneurs to access support and resources from their communities, which has resulted in a dearth of mentorship and networking opportunities. In many African societies, entrepreneurship is not traditionally viewed as a viable career path, and risk-taking is frequently discouraged. Nevertheless, African startups have proved to be resilient and innovative in the face of adversity, with many successfully addressing the challenges they face. The success of Flutterwave and HereX is just a glimpse of this potential that exists on the continent. There are many other examples of African startups that have overcome significant challenges to achieve their success. According to reports by TechCrunch, Kobo 360 raised $30 million in a funding round in August 2019, which was led by Goldman Sachs. The startup also secured $20 million in a second funding round in 2020, which was aimed at expanding its operation across Africa. As of 2021, Kobo 360 operates in 10 countries across the continent and has more than 17,000 drivers on its platform. Another example is HereX, a South African startup that has developed a mobile app for diagnosing and treating hearing loss. The startup has raised $8.3 million in funding to date, with investors including Bose Ventures and African Healthcare Master Fund. The app has been used to diagnose hearing loss in over 70,000 people across Africa, Asia, and Latin America. The startup has also partnered with global logistics giants such as DHL to expand its reach. Other successful ventures that have bucked the odds include Andela, a startup that promises to train and place African software developers with global digital corporations. The startup has received funding from notable venture capital firms such as the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative and Spark Capital, as well as partnerships with corporations such as Microsoft and Google. In addition, M-Pharma is a health tech business that is improving access to inexpensive drugs in Africa in order to supply patients with affordable medication. The Ghana-based firm has built a network of pharmacies and worked with health insurance organizations within the country. The firm has received funds from Novastar Ventures and has expanded its reach and operations to Nigeria, Zimbabwe, and Zambia. To address the challenge of access to financing, African governments have launched various initiatives to support entrepreneurs. In Nigeria, the government established the Bank of Industry in 2001 to provide loans and funding to small and medium-sized enterprises. Similarly, the Kenyan government launched the Youth Enterprise Development Fund to provide loans and training to young entrepreneurs. The African Development Bank has also launched several initiatives to support entrepreneurship, including the Youth Entrepreneurship Investment Bank and the African Entrepreneurship Program. According to a report by the African Development Bank, the Bank of Industry in Nigeria disbursed over $1 billion in loans to SMEs between 2016 and 2019. Similarly, the Youth Enterprise Development Fund in Kenya has disbursed over $30 million in loans and grants to young entrepreneurs since its establishment in 2006. The African Development Bank's Youth Entrepreneurship Investment Bank's initiative aims to leverage $5 billion over 5 years to create jobs and promote entrepreneurship among youths in Africa. The African Entrepreneurship Program has provided technical assistance and funding to over 4,000 entrepreneurs across 30 African countries with a total investment of $24 million. In addition to government assistance, business sectors and companies have stepped forward to fill the funding shortfall. Asian Venture Lab, TLCom Funding, and 4DI Capital have made investments in African entrepreneurs, providing them with the funding they need to establish and scale their businesses. Crowdfunding platforms have also emerged as a popular option for African companies to raise financing for a diverse spectrum of investors in recent years. Despite progress in tackling some of the problems confronting African entrepreneurship, more work remains to be done. To establish an enabling climate for entrepreneurs to succeed, governments and private sector stakeholders must continue to invest in infrastructure, education, and skill development. Only then will African entrepreneurs be able to fully realize their potential and contribute meaningfully to the continent's economic growth and development. The rise of venture capital in Africa has changed the game for many businesses, particularly those in the technology industry. African businesses raised a record-breaking $2.02 billion in venture capital funding in 2019, highlighting the continent's growing entrepreneurial potential. Furthermore, the emergence of corporate venture capital, CVC, has helped African companies. Large corporations such as Google, Microsoft, and Standard Bank have launched CVC funds to invest in African entrepreneurs, offering not only capital but also experience and networks. Governments across the continent have realized the importance of encouraging entrepreneurship and have adopted regulations to help businesses develop. To increase the ease of doing business in Nigeria, the Nigerian government established the Presidential Enabling Business Environment Council in 2018. The project has significantly reduced the time and expense of establishing and operating a business in Nigeria. In addition to government support, the number of business accelerators and incubators on the continent has increased. These initiatives connect companies with mentors, money, and networking opportunities. Since its inception in 2015, the Tony Elemelu Foundation Entrepreneurship Program has provided training, coaching, and finance to nearly 9,000 African entrepreneurs. Despite advances, African entrepreneurship faced new business difficulties. The COVID-19 pandemic has wreaked havoc on the world economy, particularly on African entrepreneurs. Many businesses have battled to stay afloat as a result of decreased demand, disrupted supply chain, and limited access to capital. The digital gap is still a problem for many African entrepreneurs who lack access to the dependable internet and digital infrastructure. Technology and the internet have revolutionized the African entrepreneurial scene, creating new opportunities for entrepreneurs to succeed. The rise of mobile technology has been especially revolutionary, allowing many entrepreneurs to use the power of mobile devices to reach new clients and markets. For example, Gokada, a Nigerian ride-hailing service, uses mobile technology to connect commuters with motorbike taxis, providing a speedier and less expensive alternative to traditional transportation options. Similarly, Twiga Foods, a Kenyan business, uses mobile technology to connect small-scale farmers with vendors and retailers, bridging the gap between food production and distribution in urban areas. However, the advancement of technology has posed new hurdles for African businesses. The digital divide is one of the most significant concerns, as access to affordable and reliable internet connectivity remains limited in many parts of the continent. This has hindered the capacity of many businesses, particularly in rural areas, to fully exploit the power of technology. The high cost of technology infrastructure, such as servers and software, has made it impossible for many businesses to launch. Despite these obstacles, the African technology startup ecosystem continues to expand and change, with new inventions appearing on a daily basis. The lack of adequate infrastructure and reliable access to the internet has been a significant challenge to the growth of the technology sector in Africa. Many entrepreneurs struggle to access affordable and reliable internet services, which can limit their ability to research, develop, and implement innovative solutions. The inadequate power supply and the absence of consistent energy sources also add to the challenges that African technology startups face. Moreover, the shortage of skilled talent remains a significant obstacle to the growth of the tech industry in Africa. Many tech businesses have been forced to outsource crucial functions such as software development to foreign nations or train employees in-house to gain the necessary skills. Despite these hurdles, several tech businesses across the continent have thrived, demonstrating the sector's potential for expansion. Andela, a Nigerian-founded software engineering firm, has raised more than $181 million in funding and trained over 100,000 workers throughout the continent. But in recent years, a greater understanding of the significance of entrepreneurship in promoting economic growth and development in Africa has emerged. Governments and international organizations both invest more money in schemes and projects intended to promote and support entrepreneurship on the continent. For instance, the World Bank has pledged $5 billion to assist entrepreneurship and innovation in Africa, while the African Development Bank has established a $500 million fund to support the expansion of African businesses. There is cause for optimism despite the difficulties that the African startup ecosystem faces. African entrepreneurs have the power to reshape the continent's economy and build a better future for themselves and their community if given the necessary assistance and resources.